Glad I'm saved today. Amen.
Amen.
I am so thankful to be here.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, I just assumed listen to that a little bit longer.
Woo!
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I can imagine those lepers running through that temple.
Yeah. Amen.
You know. Man, the high priest and all the rest of them wonder what's going on. Amen. I remember the day. It's been many times, but I remember the day I got saved. Man, it's wonderful. But there have been a lot of days that I've gotten away from the Lord, and there have been times when my old heart got discouraged, and I felt that dirt and sin, and I went to the altar to prayer, and the blood of Jesus cleansed me. And I went, man, it just feels good. I probably shouldn't, but I like this, amen.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I preached on this. I know who God is. I'm going to change the title. I still know who God is, amen.
Yeah.
The Bible said when Jesus came into Jerusalem, everybody looked around and said, who is this? Amen. I'm going to tell you again, he's the creation's blesser. Amen. He blessed the stars in the sky. He created the heavens and the earth. What a blessing to look around what God has done. Every morning I got up this morning, looked out the window, and the sun is shining bright, and I said, oh, it's a pretty day, amen. Only God can make a day like that. Only God can do what he's done for us, amen. Oh, thank God he's the creator. I worship him today, amen. I'll tell you what, he was the Christ baby. Oh, Simeon said, I'm not going to die till the Lord lets me see him. And when he saw him, he said, that's him. Right there. That's the one I've been looking for. Amen. I'm thankful today that he was born of a virgin. Amen. He was born supernaturally. That's not all. He was Calvary's boy. Holy under in Jerusalem. He astounded the doctors and the lawyers. They said, who are you? He said, well, I'm a mama's side. Hey, listen, I'm just a lonely little boy here. Amen. I'm just 12 years old. But on my father's side, I've always been everything. Anyway, well, you see, on my mama's side, I'm 12 years old, amen. But on my father's side, I'm the everlasting father. I'm the Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end, amen. I thank God for that. Not only that, but he's the church builder, amen. Jesus said, on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I'm glad I'm part of the blood-bought church. I'm glad I've been purchased by the blood, cleansed by the blood. He built the church, thank God. When he comes back, he's calling the church. Amen. I like this one. He's a chain breaker. You remember those times you had chains on you? And I remember where you went, you ran in those old chains. A ball and chain you broke around, amen. That old sin hung off you. That was on the road to hell. You had no hope of being. He took it and stole them away. You said to yourself, and praise God. happy. I'll tell you why. My sins are gone. Amen. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary. As far as from darkness is from dawn. Amen. G-O-N-E. Gone. Amen. He's the chain breaker. But that isn't all. He's the crowd breaker. The Bible says over in Mark chapter number 2. Now, yo, hey, I preached this before.
Yes, you have.
He's still the crowd bringer. The Bible said it was noised abroad that he was in the house. Everybody, I'm going to tell you what would be good. Not that Brother Charlie's in the house, or Brother Terrence is in the house, or that Brother Tyler's in the house, or that the late in the house. But it would be wonderful if we could hear him say around this community, Jesus is down yonder. He's a moving. He's a blessing. They're shouting. They're weeping. They're crying. They're getting blessed. And they're singing songs about thank you. We'll bring a crowd in. Amen. Bible said it got so good. Hey, it got so good that the time he's preaching, debris started falling in. Like snow. Amen. Insulation. That kind of itches you, amen. Yeah. And they begin to look up. And the Pharisees out there saying, well, I declare, you'd think people would have more respect than to have something like that. Yeah. About that time, they were a fell in. And they're coming down, speaking down, a fell in the bed, amen. He couldn't move, he couldn't budge. And about that time, he hit the ground. And the Lord looked at him, and there was 8 sets of eyes looking over yonder, down yonder. And Jesus touched that old boy and raised him up. And the Bible said, we ain't never seen it in this fashion. I tell you, Jesus is in the house. Amen. Amen. Listen, we heard it this morning. He's the cross bearer. The Bible said he endured the cross. Hey, listen, it was so well preached this morning. And I thank God that he went to Calvary. I thank God that he carried my sins. I thank God that he forgave me. I thank God that he washed my sins away. He wrote my name in the Lamb's book of life. He made me one of his own. You're looking at a child of the King. Amen. Shake hands with a poor boy. He owns everything. Amen. He's a cross bearer. That's not all. He's a can buster. Amen. Brother. Hey, buster. On the third day, he got up. Hell couldn't keep him down. The grave couldn't keep him down. The devil couldn't keep him down. Oh, he got up the third day. He lives. He lives. The day and was at a funeral helping preach a funeral, and I got there a little bit early, and man, there's a big old family, and they were all gathered as a graveside thing, and it was right next to the graveyard. And I remember listening to Dr. Rutten teach, and he was talking something like this, and God brought that to my mind, and I kind of followed his steps. I'd left stepped out there, and I looked at all those tombs and all those tombstones, and I thought what he had said blessed my heart many times. He said, talking to those old graves, there are a lot of them out there you ain't going to keep down. Hey, there are a lot of them out there you just ain't going to get forever, amen. There's going to come a glorious morning, amen. When Jesus comes back, the Bible says the day Christ shall rise first. Oh, what a day that's going to be. One of these glorious mornings, I'm going to look over yonder Highland Cemetery, and I'll see dead rising up. I say, hey, and then we'll see y'all on the other side. I'll see loved ones. I'll see Brother Lemons. I'll see Miss Carol and others in my church that I've pastored. I'll look over yonder with a smile on their face and a brand new body. We're going up. Amen. Why? Because he lives. And that brings me to this. He's the clod breaker. Come on. That ain't what I had planned. And I tell you, I thank God for it. I tell you, I just can't get over that thought that runs through my mind. As they sang that song, I was one of those lepers. Amen. I looked down, my hands was clean. Amen. I looked at my face and it was all clean. The Bible says if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Only God can do that. Only Jesus can do that. Oh, I love him this morning. I know we're at the last days. I know our feet get heavy. I know our hearts grow weary. I know that the journey gets hard. Oh, but children, we're not home yet. Amen. Let's just keep on going and keep on praising and keep on looking to the Lord. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. The Bible says, looking for that blessed hope of the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Even so, come.